Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing today 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers.
They will be flown to 5 major hospitals and medical centers throughout Israel, depending on their health situation.
Israeli government spokesman Zig Avman telling reporters in Tel Aviv,
the Red Cross will take them across the border and hand the hostages to representatives of the Israeli Defense Force, who will meet each hostage and identify them.
In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland last night after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County. The cause of the derailment under investigation. Your Thanksgiving football scores now. The 49ers beating the Seahawks 31-13, the Packers upsetting the Lions 29-22, and in Dallas, the Cowboys beating Washington 45-10. And Dolly Parton, 77 years young, stealing the halftime performance show wearing a sexy patriotic outfit, white short shorts, and a blue skimpy top, the country legend performing Jolene and 9 to 5. This is USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our homes are empty. It's holidays. It just makes you want to cry.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA News, the train derailment and chemical fire in Kentucky. Residents were forced to evacuate on Thanksgiving, but the all clear given today.
And she says, you've evacuated. There's 12, 14 cars in the river. You got to get out of here. And we said, what? What? What about Thanksgiving?
An update for you now on that car explosion at the U.S.-Canada border. Here's USA's Doug Collins with the update.
The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley that was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them.
Members of the U.S. Navy shooting down drones that could have been flying toward Israel. USA's Corey Myers now with details.
The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Hudner shot down several attack drones over the Red Sea that were launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen early yesterday morning. The ship and crew sustained no damage or injury, but the Pentagon later said the American ship itself was not the target, though the drone got closer close enough to be of concern, that attack drone likely on its way to Israel, according to U.S. officials. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're going to be remembering the first national days of Thanksgiving. Proclamations from colonial to presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and more, with Bill Federer, my good friend, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., helping us to remember the first national celebration of a holiday that started back on October the 3rd of 1789, when George Washington issued his Thanksgiving proclamation designating for the people of the United States a day of public Thanksgiving to be held on Thursday, the 26th day of November, 1789. This marked the first national celebration of a holiday that has become commonplace in today's household. Bill Federer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, Bill, on this, going back when it all began, George Washington not only said he was reserving this day for America, but for all nations. And it's interesting, all these years later, America, I guess, is still the only nation that sets a day aside for Thanksgiving.
Well, it is a reflection on the strong faith of the founders of the country. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I did was read through all the colonial charters and then all the state constitutions. And I found something interesting, that in the colonies, when things were bad, they would have days of prayer. When things were real bad, they would have days of fasting and prayer. Mm-hmm. And when things turned around, they would have days of Thanksgiving. So it was this relationship with God that he was involved in our day-to-day affairs. One time there was a famine and they have a day of fasting. And so a ship pulls in the harbor filled full of food, and they cancel the day of fasting and they have a day of Thanksgiving. And even Ben Franklin talked about that when he was in his autobiography, talking about the pilgrims and how they would have their days of fasting, but then they had the idea of a day of Thanksgiving. Most of the colonies would have the day of fasting on Good Friday. But sometimes it was up to the discretion. One interesting one was during a threatened war with France. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin proposed a day of prayer and fasting, and he published it in his Pennsylvania Gazette. And then after we had the victory, right, then there was the Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And during the Revolutionary War, there were multiple times of days of prayer and Thanksgiving. And if you want, I can get into some of those.
Yeah, we've got some time. I mean, the whole idea, this spirit of gratitude and Thanksgiving is something that maybe has been lost in translation over the years. We haven't really emphasized it enough, but we should appreciate and embrace the fact that it's part of our DNA. It's our birthright. It's what we have done as a natural outpouring, and gratefulness to God as a result of our faith and our belief in him. And when we appreciate the beneficence of God Almighty so much, the natural reaction is to say thanks. It's kind of like, you know, Bill, it's like when we have an everyday humanoid do a kind thing to us, what is our first natural reaction but to say thanks, right?
Right, and being grateful.
Right.
You know, I in getting into the Revolutionary War era, there was Thomas Jefferson, and he was governor of Virginia, and he writes, composes, and introduces, and it passes in the Virginia Assembly a day of fasting for Virginia to be observed on the very day that the British were beginning their blockade of Boston Harbor. Mm. And so Jefferson writes, "With apprehension from the hostile invasion of the city of Boston, whose commerce and harbor are to be stopped by an armed force, we deem it highly necessary that the said first day of June be set apart by the members of this house as a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer, devoutly to implore divine interposition." And that was Jefferson.
Yeah.
And then during the Revolutionary War, the declaration is proclaimed on July 4th, 1776. And then you have the British and the Battle of Saratoga. And we miraculously capture 6,000 British troops, General Johnny Burgoyne. And so the Continental Congress has what's considered the first national day of Thanksgiving. So different colonies did it, but this is the first national one after the Declaration, November 1st, 1777. The Congress writes, "The grateful feeling of their hearts join the penitent confession of their manifold sins, that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ mercifully to forgive and blot them out, and under the providence of Almighty God secure for these United States the greatest of all human blessings, independence and peace."
Mm.
The first national day of Thanksgiving after the Declaration, and it mentions through the merits of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
they were pretty outspoken.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was no debate about it. I mean, this was their belief. This was their worldview. And they saw the beneficence of God time and time again, and knew it was only because of the shed blood of Jesus that they could even have any kind of hope or faith of God's answer to their prayers. Right, Bill?
Right. And so another is John Paul Jones. And he commanded the Bonham Richard, and he captured the British ship HMS Serapis. And everyone knows this because they entangle in their firing shots at each other, and their ships are lashed together so that the Bonham Richard is so full of holes it would probably sink. But
yeah.
The British commander yells out to John Paul Jones, "Are you ready to surrender?" And John Paul Jones yells back, says, "We've not yet begun to fight." And they fight for two more hours and they win.
Yeah.
And so the Continental Congress declares a day of Thanksgiving. And Thomas Jefferson is the governor of Virginia. And he, in accordance with this, gives the proclamation November 11, 1779. "Congress have thought proper to recommend to the several states a day of public and solemn thanksgiving to Almighty God, his mercies, and a prayer for the continuance of his favor, that he would go forth with our hosts and crown our arms with victory." And he goes on that he would grant his church the plentiful effusions of his divine grace, pour out his Holy Spirit on all ministers of the gospel, that he would bless and prosper the means of education and spread the light of Christian knowledge through the remotest corners of the earth. I do therefore issue this proclamation, and he signs it, "Given under my hand the 11th day of November in the year of our Lord, 1779, Thomas Jefferson." So that was another day of Thanksgiving that the Continental Congress recognized, but Jefferson, as the governor of Virginia, recognized.
And the thing that's amazing, you know, as you recount this, Bill, I mean, these are the early days of our founding and development of this country, and how there was a consistent connection and acknowledgement of God Almighty.
Yeah.
And you think and you go, what happened? How did we lose that? And I'm sure there's probably, you know, Jews who probably say the same thing. How did we lose this? What happened? You know, we just forgot and took things for granted. And, you know, the human spirit and condition, you know, came into play here.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get a jump start on your holiday shopping with Meta. For the loved ones on your list, consider the Meta Quest 3 next generation headset that brings mixed reality into the mainstream in vibrant full color resolution. Quest 3 allows virtual elements to blend with your physical surroundings. Experience front row seats at a basketball game, turn the dining room table into a virtual piano, or work out on a mountaintop. With more than 500 experiences, including games, virtual hangouts, and a home theater in your headset, there's something for everyone to discover. MetaQuest accounts are available for people age 13 and over, and new this year, parent-managed Meta accounts for preteens, which have age-appropriate protections. Starting at $499.99, MetaQuest 3 is a great value. Capture life's best moments with the high-tech camera in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses that can live stream to Instagram and Facebook, plus stay connected with hands-free calls and messages, and listen to your favorite music with built-in speakers. For must-have tech gifts this holiday season, go to Meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Bill Fetter, and, you know, the odds were against them, were they not? I mean, they're fighting the number one world power army military force on the planet, and they're defeating them, and they have to realize that it's only by God's grace and mercy that they're winning.
Right. So you have the British control all of India, a quarter of the world's population.
Mm-hmm.
And they control Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Canada, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica. I mean, just enormous. The sun never set on the British Empire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't have an army. We don't have a navy. And we're going to break away from this empire. And we throw together our ragtag army and navy. And it's.
Yeah, could you imagine the political debates at the time over that? You're going to what?
Yeah.
Right?
And so so Ben Franklin is one of the persons negotiating the Treaty of Paris, which officially ends the Revolutionary War. The Treaty of Paris starts off in the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity. And so Continental Congress has a day of Thanksgiving to celebrate that war is finally over. And so John Hancock at this time is now governor of Massachusetts. And he had previously been the president of the Continental Congress. So he declares a day of Thanksgiving in November 8, 1783, less than a month after the Treaty of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hancock says, the citizens of these United States have every reason to praise and gratitude to the God of their salvation. I do appoint the 11th day of December next to be recommended by the Congress of the States to be religiously observed as a day of Thanksgiving and prayer to all the people assemble and celebrate that he is pleased to continue to us the light of the blessed gospel, that we also offer up fervent supplications to cause pure religion and virtue to flourish, to fill the world with his glory.
Mm.
So that's John Hancock having the day of Thanksgiving on the date recommended by the Congress. And then the Bill of Rights are passed in 1791, and George Washington decides to have a day of Thanksgiving, October 3rd of 1789. Mm-hmm. And now this is significant because this is the same week that the First Amendment is passed, as well as the first 10 amendments. Okay. And so the same week they passed the First Amendment, Congress asks Washington to have a day of Thanksgiving to God. Obviously, they did not think the First Amendment was to keep God out of government.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And so so here's what George Washington
wrote. And the thing that impressed me, Bill, if I might say, is that here it is, interesting, as you say, and you bring up the point, that how this is in terms of the timeline. Here we get the Bill of Rights that is passed, and they are embarking on the documentation beyond the Declaration of Independence. Here's our Constitution. Here's how the government is going to work. I mean, this stuff is brilliant. I mean, it's beyond brilliant. It's beyond human capacity, the things that are being written here. I got to believe they had to think that. I don't think in any kind of arrogance could they think, oh, you know, I'm such a great writer and a great creator of governments that I've come up with this idea all by myself, right?
Yeah, so I like to zoom out and look at the big picture. And writing was invented around 3 or 4,000 B.C. Even Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist in his Cosmos TV series, stood in one episode in this desert, and he said it was here between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers 5,000 years ago that we learned how to write. And so 5,000 years ago would have been around 3,000 or so BC.
Right.
He talks about this as being significant because now you can have an accumulation of human knowledge.
Mm.
So it's not just what you can learn in one lifetime and then you die. No, now you can write it down and the next generation can pick up where you left off.
Exactly.
And you have this gradual accumulating of human knowledge, and that's his episode there.
Well, even in the present time, Bill, when you're writing something down, you get people adding their two cents into it, right? And as, you know, as the technology began to evolve, you know, all of a sudden people are realizing, you know, the cumulative thoughts and ideas coming together. Oh, yeah, all under the auspices of freedom of speech. When you have that, you know, protecting that ability to do that, wow, our knowledge expands exponentially, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And so now that we have writing, you look at this 5,000 or so years of records, and what do you see? Most of them are court records. Mm. And only the upper class could write. Only 1% of Egypt was literate, just the pharaohs and the scribes, the upper class. they had 3,000 hieroglyphs, and the scribes kept them complicated intentionally because it meant that they had a job, that they were needed as a class to interpret them.
Right.
And China had 10,000 characters, and Sumeria had about 1,500 characters, which highlights when Moses came down the mountain, he had the law in a 22-character alphabet. So easy to learn, kids can learn it. So ancient Israel was the first literate populace. But if we look at these records, most of them are court records, and they are ways to limit the power of a king. So the first way that you limit a king is through his own words. We saw this with Darius, right, in the book of Daniel, where they say, hey, nobody can pray to you for 30 days, okay? And he signs it. And then they say, we caught Daniel. He was praying to somebody. You got to throw him in the lion's den, even though you like him.
Right.
And it says the king spent all day trying to get Daniel off the hook, but he couldn't. And he said, may your God deliver you. So here the king was limited by the king's own words. And the kings were limited by past king's words. So the Jews are rebuilding the temple. The locals make them stop. They send to the kings. They look through the records, and they find the letter where Cyrus said, you go ahead and build. And the current king honored the past king's words. So all the past king's words get called customs and traditions, and they have a limiting effect. And then religion limited the king. So in the pagan cultures, these kings claimed to be divinely appointed, so they needed a religious class to sort of give them a rubber stamp to say, yes, they're divinely appointed. And then in Europe, it's called the divine right of kings, and the Pope would crown these different kings. And so there was a limiting effect on the king's arbitrary power. And then the king needed taxes, and so he had guys collecting taxes, and he would allow them to have horses and weapons so they could extract the taxes, and he let them have a nice strong house so they could keep it before they turned it over to him. And these guys got called barons.
Right.
And so if the king didn't like one of them, like King John in 1215 AD, he would just arbitrarily get rid of one and replace him.
Right.
And these 25 barons one day asked the king for a meeting, and he shows up on the fields of Runnymede. And he thought it was just going to be them, but it's them and their armies. And they cut off his way back to his castle. And they say, we want you to sign this Magna Carta, limiting the arbitrary power of a king. But finally, America comes along and we're like, why bother limiting a king? Let's just not have one.
Right. Exactly.
Let's make the people the king. So we talk about the founders. We talk about the Congress. We talk about the Bill of Rights. It literally, in all of recorded human history, it was just revolutionary that you could have millions of people ruling ourselves without a king.
Exactly.
And so they had a day of Thanksgiving after the Bill of Rights were passed, October 3rd, 1789. It says, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, this is Washington, right, and to obey his will, be grateful for his benefits, humbly implore his protection, whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested that the people of the United States have a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging grateful hearts the signal favors to Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I, Washington, recommend Thursday, the 26th of November, be devoted to the people of the United States to service to the great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, and that we may all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks, for which the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government, particularly the national one, now lately instituted. So here he is thanking God for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and among the Bill of Rights is the First Amendment. And obviously, the First Amendment was not to outlaw God, because here's the very Congress that passed it, asking Washington to have a day of Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, how does that square up with separation of church and state?
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County. The cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Federer continues with us.
You know, when people do reconnect with Washington's proclamation of the first Thanksgiving year, safety and happiness really sticks out. That it is the duty of government to ensure the safety and happiness of its citizenry. And people might want to stop for a moment and measure those two elements in our current government institutions.
Yeah, and I wrote a book on the history of socialism. The book is titled Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. And I talk about how socialism is basically a dictatorship. Yes. Every socialist country has a dictator. Right? The USSR is Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. It had a dictator, Stalin. A Nazi stands for National Socialist Workers' Party. It had a dictator, Hitler. And right. So socialist countries are dictatorships. And how do you get people to give up their rights and freedoms to a dictator? You have to get them insecure. You have to create a crisis. You have to create a panic. You have to have crime go up. You have to have them feeling threatened. And then they panic and will surrender their freedom. So that's why a lot of people are concerned that it seems that one particular political party wants crime to go up in the cities. Let the criminals out of jail. Have, you know, prosecutors that don't prosecute the criminals.
Exactly.
And, you know, care more about the criminals and the victims of their crimes. And then you let illegals in, and a lot of them are gang members. Other countries are emptying their prisons of their most
exactly.
violent prisoners and letting them come across the border. Why? Because if crime goes up, people will panic and will beg the government to come in and restore order, and the government will come in. They'll restore order, all right, but they'll flip it from a bottom-up form of government.
At the expense of your freedom and liberty. You know, it is quite amazing, Bill, and not surprising, though, at the same time, that America has been a thorn in the sides in the very hearts of those oligarchs and those communist dictators, because we are in the face of their leadership. We're showing the world that there is a better way, and that threatens them, doesn't it?
It does. Now, we did, at the beginning of our country, had a threatening situation. It's mm-hmm. called the Whiskey Rebellion. So in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, the people would have their corn, and by the time they brought it to the coast, to the ports, the taxes between the states would eat up their profit.
Oh, wow.
So they would turn the corn into whiskey. But then there were taxes between the states, and so then they would lose money by selling it. And so this Whiskey Rebellion, George Washington was the only president to actually be on a horse and lead the army as commander-in-chief while president. By the time he gets to Pittsburgh, the Whiskey Rebellion fell apart, and he does something unique. He forgives the people and lets them go home, where every other dictator in history would have killed anybody.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There'd have been heads lopped off. Exactly, yeah.
And then Washington has the National Day of Thanksgiving, September 25th, 1794. And I could read it, but it's similar to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then on January 1st, 1795, he has another day of Thanksgiving. And he talks about...
He is one thankful president, isn't he? That's what we're getting from all this history, is that we had a president that was very thankful to God, you know, repeatedly.
Yeah, when I read through his orders while he was general, and he would always, after every battle, thank God for the victory and for protecting them. And then we have the War of 1812. It ends. And the Congress passes a National Day of Thanksgiving, March 4th, 1815. The Senate and House of Representatives signify their desire that a day may be observed by the people of the United States with religious solemnity, a day of thanksgiving and of devout acknowledgments to Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Lincoln, and he's the one to have the first annual day of Thanksgiving. So prior to that, it was on an as-needed basis, right? But now it's and so Lincoln said, in the midst of the Civil War of unequal magnitude and severity, I therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are in sea and sojourning in foreign lands, set apart the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in heaven. And I recommend also that with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows and orphans and mourners or sufferers, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation, so and so forth. And that's Abraham Lincoln.
You know, Bill, you know, the thing, as you are going through all this, it, as we said earlier, this all the more reminds us of not a separation of God and state, but a reliance on God for state. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so this idea that there should be a separation of God, boy, our founding fathers would never, they would never ever conceive of such a thing. It would have to take a heretical individual to try and tear apart the institution and our reliance on God himself. And, of course, this was happening ever so subtly, as they say, you will get to this, and that is they say the slow and deliberate progressive march through the institutions by the socialists.
Yeah, yeah. A big step happened when you had Unitarians. And now, originally, they were Christian Unitarians.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called a political religion, where prior to our independence, if you were to be a leader in America, all you needed was the favor of the king.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're a country where people vote, you need the favor of the people. And so politicians would, with each state jealously holding on to their particular doctrines, the politicians would say things that were the most generally accepted. So it was sort of like... Mm-hmm. Political rhetoric is the lowest common denominator. You want to appeal to the most amount of people. And so their speeches would just say things that everybody held in common, the majority of the people. And so here, where they're mentioning Christianity, to them, that was the accepted views of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the time of the founding, 98% of the country was Protestant, 1% Catholic, 0.1% Jewish. And then after the Irish potato famine in the early 1800s, the Catholic percentage went from 1% to 20%.
Whoa.
In just a decade. There was a backlash, and then it settled down. And then there was a persecution of Jews in Bavaria. 250,000 Jews come across. They go from 0.1% to 1%, and then eventually to 2% of the population. And then there was a cholera epidemic, 1849, and the president, Zachary Taylor, has a day of fasting and prayer. And then there's another potential, the global cholera epidemic, and we were spared. And President Grover Cleveland has a day of Thanksgiving, November 1st, 1888.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions that. He goes, on that day, let all our people suspend their ordinary work and occupations, and in their accustomed places of worship with prayer and songs and praise, render thanks to God for all his mercies, and be mindful of the afflictive dispensations which are a portion of our land have been visited with, this epidemic, while we humble ourselves before the power of God, acknowledge his mercies in setting bounds to the deadly march of the pestilence. And that was Grover Cleveland. And then we have Benjamin Harrison. And on the 100th anniversary of Washington's inauguration, he has a day of Thanksgiving, April 4th, 1889. And he says, George Washington took the oath of office as chief magistrate of the newborn republic. The Impressive Act was preceded at 9 o'clock in the morning in all the churches of the city by prayer for God's blessing on the government and its first president, in order that the joy of the occasion may be associated with a deep thankfulness in the minds of the people for all the blessings in the past, a devout supplication for their gracious continuance in the future. The representatives of the religious creeds, both Christian and Hebrew, have memorialized the government to designate an hour of prayer and thanksgiving on that day. So he's being really inclusive.
Exactly.
Benjamin Harrison, he's like, okay, everybody, both Christian and Hebrew. That's the whole country, Christian
exactly.
And Hebrew.
Exactly. All God's chilling, all hands on deck.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Bill Federer.
You know, it's interesting, just to rewind for just a moment, you know, here we get the attack of cholera and you get a day of prayer and Thanksgiving. You know, unfortunately, after the most recent pandemic here in our country, COVID, I didn't hear a national day of prayer and Thanksgiving, post the pandemic by comparison.
No, you're right. I actually was working with some people and they were putting together a list of all the days of prayer and fasting, and the staffers around President Trump said, "Oh no, this is too much. Let's set it aside. Let's water it down. Let's do this or that." Because basically you had rhinos that had infiltrated the government, right, and they wanted to water this stuff down. I agree with you that we did not have that return of gratefulness to God. Even when the 9/11 happened, George W. Bush had a day of prayer and remembrance.
Yes.
Remembrance. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, how's that? That's not repentance. Previously, it would have been prayer and repentance. Even during
exactly.
World War One,
because they didn't see 9/11, just like the children of Israel did not see the attack on their nation as a judgment from God. They defiantly responded that it was of their own strength and their resources, that if they would only do a little bit better job in all these areas of national security without God, then we'd be okay.
Yeah, you know, there's the Deuteronomy 28 passage, mm-hmm. and it's the blessings and curses. It
yes.
says, "If thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord to observe to do all his commandments, all these blessings will come upon thee and overtake thee. They'll be blessed coming in, blessed coming out. You'll be the head, not the tail. Right? You'll lend to many nations, and you shall not have to borrow. And, you know, one of you will put a thousand of enemy to flight." But it says, if you do not hearken to the voice of the Lord, these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
Exactly.
The enemy will come in and rise up above you, and they will be the head, and you'll be the tail. And you'll be a debtor. And lo and behold, America is the most in debt nation in the history of the world.
Wow.
Just financially, we're on the judgment side of the page.
Yes.
And then you see the stranger coming in amongst you. So here they're diverting money from the veterans to take care of illegal immigrants. It's like, okay, and then we're borrowing. Rand Paul was even saying, okay, all the money we're giving Ukraine, we are borrowing from China.
Exactly.
We don't have a pot of money that we're borrowing from, right? We're inflating our currency and we're playing all these financial games, but we're borrowing the money that we're lending to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And just
fortunately, they can't borrow any more money from our Social Security. They've kind of left that empty, pretty much.
Imagine if they gave all the money they gave to Ukraine to all the American citizens.
Exactly.
I mean, it would be like millions of dollars per person we would get. It's like, man, oh, man. But instead, we're giving it over there. And we find out now that a lot of it's going to it's money laundering.
Exactly. Well, and that's what Ukraine does. How could you expect them to do anything different? They are money laundering headquarters. They've been that way for decades. That's how they think and that's their model. You can't expect them to do anything different.
Yeah, I was amazed when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and the U.S. was giving aid to Ukraine. Ukraine is the poorest country in Europe. But guess which country was the number one country giving money to the Clinton Foundation? Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine. Yeah.
The poorest country giving the most amount of money. Where are they getting the money? From the aid that Hillary sent. No. Right?
The corrupt leader. Quid pro quo is what that's called, Nancy Pelosi. Huh?
Yeah, I was even shocked by the headlines where Zelensky took the billions he got from the United States and gave it to Larry Fink with BlackRock for safekeeping, right? To take account of it for him. It's like BlackRock, they're the number one World Economic Forum group that wants a one world government. So here.
Exactly.
But anyway, William McKinley was the 25th president and Teddy Roosevelt was his vice president. And he has a national day of Thanksgiving, October 29th, 1900. This was after the city of Galveston had suffered a hurricane and the country responded with charity. And so McKinley says, "The works of religion and charity have everywhere been manifest. We have been generally exempt from the pestilence and other great calamities, and even the tragic visitation which overwhelmed the city of Galveston made evident the sentiments of the sympathy and Christian charity by virtue of which we are one united people. Now, therefore, I, William McKinley, President of the United States, do appoint and set apart Thursday the 29th to be observed by the people of the United States as the day of thanksgiving and praise to him who holds the nations in the hollow of his hand, that they humbly pray for continuance of divine favor," so on and so forth. So that was William McKinley. And then there's Teddy Roosevelt after that, if you want to share a little on that.
Yeah, let's go. We got about 10 minutes left.
So Theodore Roosevelt, he's the one who has the charge down in San Juan Hill, Cuba, and helps Cuba become independent from Spain. And then he is the 26th president, and he has a day of Thanksgiving, October 24th, 1903. And he says, "During the last year, the Lord hath dealt bountifully with us. It behooves us not only to rejoice because of what has been given us, but to accept it with solemn sense of responsibility, realizing that under heaven it rests with us, ourselves, to show that we are worthy of to use aright what has thus been entrusted to our care. In no other place and in no other time has the experiment of government of the people, by the people, and for the people been tried on so vast a scale as here in our own country in the opening of the 20th century. Failure would not only be a dreadful thing for us, but a dreadful thing for all of mankind, because it would mean a loss of hope for all those who believe in the power to act in righteousness and liberty. Therefore, thanking God for the mercies extended to us in the past, we beseech him that he may not withhold them in the future." And so that was Teddy Roosevelt. Now, again, we talked about the King of England at the beginning and the most powerful empire in the world. Mm-hmm. And you had democracies like in Athens, but every citizen had to be at every meeting every day to talk about every issue. Mm-hmm. So democracies could only get as large as a city.
Exactly.
So they call them city states. Mm-hmm. Now, republics could get larger because you could take care of your family and your farm and have someone in your place that goes to the market every day and talks politics. They are your representative. Mm-hmm. So you had the Roman Republic. But here, Teddy Roosevelt is saying that we're even bigger than the Roman Republic, right? We've stretched, and he says, in no other place and at no other time has the experiment of government, of the people, by the people, and for the people, and try it on so vast a scale. But he says failure would be a dreadful thing, not just for us, but a dreadful thing for all mankind, because it would mean a loss of hope. What's he talking about? Because for 6,000 years, people have suffered under the thumbs of pharaohs and Caesars and Kaisers and sultans and Khans, and your worth was only dependent on how well you could serve the guy at the top. And if you weren't serving him or you were challenging him, well, you're stripped of your rights and you're put in the Tower of London or you're burnt at the stake. And you can't even believe what you have to believe what the king tells you to believe. I mean, it's total. And so for 6,000 years, people have suffered and they thought, if only we could rule ourselves without a king, wouldn't that be wonderful? Right. And in America, we did it. And yes. If we blow it, there's nothing left for humanity to look forward to this side of heaven. Then right. What? Dictators, Chinese dictators, or even Biden called Xi Jinping a dictator.
Yeah, a dictator.
Russian dictators, North Korean dictators, Iranian Ayatollah dictators. It's going to be a gang war on a global scale with the most up-to-date weapons and tracking technology, and human rights are going to be crushed.
Exactly.
And there'll be no coming back out of it. Mm-hmm. So this is a thing that we want to take serious, and we want to hang on to this great country that the good Lord has entrusted us with.
Yeah, amen. Well, Bill Fetter, in going through this timeline, this is so important, and it blesses us, you know, for people to realize, because this is stuff they probably haven't. I can guarantee you the kids in school are not getting this kind of information. And maybe for some of us who did when we went to school, it's been a while. But it is amazing to look at the timeline and say, you know, here we are, 1903. And probably up and including World War II, we were still a Christian nation and we still held to a biblical worldview. But it seems that shortly after World War II, we just embraced this, you know, secularist worldview, and we really had a culture clash. And it happened so quickly when you think about it. On this Thanksgiving Day, we're reminded our Redeemer lives. Right, Bill?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bill Fetter, my dear friend, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, and best-selling author and president of Amerisearch, Inc. Bill, the website they can go to subscribe to the American Minute and to be in the flow of the know and to receive your history lessons on a weekly basis.
Yeah, so it's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. And one of the books that I talk about is called The Treacherous World of the 16th Century and How the Pilgrims Escaped It. And so it goes through the first Thanksgiving that the Pilgrims had. But AmericanMinute.com. Thank you, Bill.
Well, Bill Fetter, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the viewers.
You got it. Our thanks to Bill Fetter, and thank you for sharing a part of your Thanksgiving with us. To be a part of this mighty movement to return to God, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious upon you and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.